of the Holy Spirit. Temple talk in Scripture points us to a living temple that never dies. That is Jesus. He is God's holy temple on earth, God's own presence in the flesh among sinners to make us a holy people. Epiphany, God most holy, manifested in the flesh to sanctify the flesh. The temple is not a lifeless building. He has flesh and bones. The temple walks among us. It moves. It is full of life, and it is life-giving. Jesus is God's temple. The Father raised him from the dead. Otherwise, his body would be lifeless, just like any building or temple. But Jesus is alive, raised in the body, glorified, to give his brethren resurrection. And so he's the first fruits of the coming harvest, of your resurrection. But the only way Jesus gives resurrection life is by giving us his Holy Spirit. The only begotten Son is raised by God according to the Spirit of holiness, says Paul, so that you who are made adopted sons by the same Spirit in baptism may also be raised to life. And so the Spirit is the down payment, the first fruits of your resurrection. No Spirit, no resurrection for Jesus or for us. Before the coming of Jesus, some Jewish tradition taught that the Holy Spirit had departed from the temple. How can the holy be among the unholy? But when Jesus, God's holy temple among us, comes to make us holy, the Spirit descends on him, rests on him, remains with him. And so you see, the Holy Spirit has returned to the temple. Once again, the Spirit lives in a living temple, Jesus, and the one who bears that Spirit has given that Spirit to you. So because of that, you get to be temple in the world. You are temples of the Holy Spirit, of the living God, of Christ's presence in this world. The temple moves again. It has flesh and bones, arms, legs. It's you. The Holy Spirit chooses the most unlikely places to rest and dwell, doesn't he? In the lowly child of Bethlehem, in the Jesus from Galilee where nothing good comes from. But even more amazingly, the Holy Spirit chooses to dwell in sinners like us. The Holy One dwells in the unholy to make us holy. What does it mean to be temples? Paul teaches about what temples do in the church. We honor our bodies where the Spirit dwells by fighting against sexual immorality, divisions in the church, and false teachers. But this teaching also has application for Christians as they live in the Spirit in the world. You are the living temples of the Spirit to bear witness to God's holiness in an unholy world. You are the ones who carry the word and all manners of holy living to a world where immorality, division, and wrong teaching happens. You are God's temples in a world where other temples claim the devotion of people. You are temples of the Spirit of Christ in a world where other spirits capture and bind the thoughts and affections and actions of people. And there's an epiphany lesson in all of this. You are little epiphanies, aren't you, of God's mercy and care for the lost, the poor, and all sorts of neighbors. You are the presence of Christ, God's epiphany in a hurting world. Martin Luther King Jr., whose birthday is celebrated today, was one of such temples. He acted quite consciously as a Christian in society and from his own vocational place, dramatized through peaceful demonstrations and speeches an unholy state of affairs. He wanted to make life in this less than perfect world better for his people and for us all. Before the era of globalization and internet of Madonnas and Lady Gagas, there were really only two Americans that almost anyone outside of the US would know about: Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King Jr. And that's because of their public moral stand on the question of human dignity. Martin Luther King Jr. honored his body by fighting against the sin of racism. Temples of the Holy Spirit move around in the world where real neighbors with real needs live. We can argue about who deserves a holiday or who doesn't, who's more morally upright than another, whether this or that Christian always has his theology right when applying it to some difficult situation, but that misses the point entirely. Because temples of the Holy Spirit are not perfect. They are sinners, that God dwells in us. That's a miracle. Still, the Spirit uses us to bring the gospel and charity to all kinds of neighbors, to bring the light of Christ to the world. And for those little epiphanies, we give thanks to our Father. The Spirit of the resurrection who lives in us helps us to attend to the needs in the world while setting our eyes on the world that is yet to come. The Spirit does not seek to make society, an unholy society, perfect, heaven, but he does work through his holy people to make it more humane for our neighbors through our various vocations where holiness happens for somebody. It's amazing, isn't it? The Spirit of the living Christ even makes Christians bold to dare to do things for the sake of some neighbor, even when that might cost our own lives. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, dies on the cross. And like Jesus, Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gets stoned to death. Life in the Spirit has the shape of the cross. The Spirit allows normal, ordinary Christians to take bold stands for the sake of some neighbor. Where is your neighbor? Where is an unholy state of affairs? The Spirit has been given to people like Bonhoeffer, King, or Romero to bring the light of Christ in an unholy world. And if life in the Spirit means life in the shape of the cross, well, this guy experienced it all right. We may not all die the kind of death they die. That's the Spirit's business, not our own. But like them, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. You are the temples of the Holy One in an unholy world. And that could be a scary thing. But fear not, because the Spirit will raise you from the dead. And in the meantime, in this world, he who dwells in you will give you the strength and the boldness to offer your body as a living sacrifice to the Lord, to honor your bodies in a sinful world as a witness to Christ, whatever that might bring to your life. That's the Spirit's business. And so, Holy Spirit, make us holy to be Christ's little epiphanies in this world, in this unholy world. Amen.